for NPR Illinois, I'm Mary Hansen. President Donald Trump's administration has been in power for a year now. State of Trump is our series discussing what's changed in the state and what might be ahead. Today, I talk with Jen Walling, the Executive Director of the Illinois Environmental Council, about changes to regulations that are meant to protect our air and water.
We have a lot of concern about the defunding of the state Illinois Environmental Protection Agency by the federal government. If there were an emergency, particularly if different agencies are defunded, we wouldn't have what we need to be able to react. It's a huge concern, and we've seen that whether it's in Flint, Michigan, or the soil and lead and water in East Chicago, Indiana. These are issues that states really can't necessarily deal with on their own.
One of Trump's first acts when he became president was to reverse an Obama administration policy protecting streams and other waterways from coal mining waste. In your view, what impact did this policy have on Illinois?
I think the impact of this policy was continuing to pollute our waterways with coal ash and our drinking water. In Illinois, we have communities that have seen these impacts and the pollution firsthand. This waste needs to be stored more carefully, not stored along streams as it is throughout places in Illinois. This wouldn't have been at a huge expense to the coal companies, but would have been at a huge protection of health for Illinois residents. So it's a huge concern that those rules were rolled back. And I don't think that this is going to help the coal industry rebound.
Another of the Trump administration's policies has been focusing on rolling back the Clean Power Plan. What's the response that you've seen in the state?
It's been a tremendous change for a crisis that we need to address, that many states have decided that they're going to take leadership in addressing. For me, I had a lot of concern when Trump was elected president, but in Illinois, soon after the November election, we passed the Future Energy Jobs Act, which is the largest piece of climate change legislation ever passed in Illinois and perhaps in the country. It's a bill that will reduce carbon emissions to 50% of 2012 levels by 2030 and reduce pollution, air pollution in Illinois, water pollution, just a really significant piece of legislation. So here in Illinois, we're choosing a different direction, and it's a direction that is contributing tens of thousands of jobs and billions of dollars of economic investment to Illinois.
Looking ahead to President Trump's second year in office, what do you see as some of the priorities?
We're looking towards ways that we can combat any rollbacks that are taking place. With the Illinois chapter of the Sierra Club, we've been working on legislation that will prevent rollbacks to both environmental laws and workplace safety laws that are favored by the labor community, because we want to make sure that in Illinois, the rest of the country may be rolling back these protections on the health and welfare of its citizens, but we want to make sure Illinois is not doing the same. Overall, I can look at this and be really disappointed at the direction that the federal government is going, but I know that when I look at polling results, when I look at what people actually feel about environmental protection, including polling right here from Illinois, where people say they prioritize environmental protection even over economic growth. I know that those in power at the federal government are distancing themselves even further from what the public believes, which is a good way to end up out of leadership.
That was Jen Walling of the Illinois Environmental Council for a series called State of Trump, which considers how the first year of the Trump administration has affected Illinois. For more, head to nprillinois.org. I'm Mary Hansen.